I apologize for any noise in the background because I have to do a million things at once. And if I delay this any longer, I'll never upload another video. And this one's long overdue. And one of the reasons is because we've been in limbo with this election. After election night and understanding that we weren't going to get the results the next day, but not getting it the next day, then waiting again. And then after some time, I got tired of, you know, keeping track or checking the latest numbers. And then next thing I know, they declare Biden a winner. So my confusion about the whole thing is if you've listened to any of my previous episodes, you know that I've never put my eggs in one basket and that I was never overconfident because I know it could go either way. The polls and the, I guess, whatever they do that lets you know who is more likely to win was always leaning towards Trump for many reasons. But that doesn't apply if they cheat, does it? They can't take into account a pandemic and mass mail-in voting. That's something that was never accounted for in any of the predictions of the past. And for sure it had a role in all of this. Anybody who thinks otherwise is being disingenuous and doesn't care. Because no matter what side you're on, you have to know that the element of the mail-in voting increased the margin of error. And because of it, anything can go wrong. And I've also said in my previous podcast, so at least my thoughts are date stamped. And therefore, no one can say I'm changing my tune. And that is something I've said in a separate episode, that even if you were voting for Biden, you know, if you're a Democrat, whatever, independent, and you're voting for Biden, don't you want to make sure that your ballot gets to the right place? When you know that you get your neighbor's mail or they get your mail or mail goes to people who don't live in your house, you send something out and never reaches its destination. People were already saying that they were getting ballots for deceased people, for pets, you name it, the list goes on. Even a vote for Biden, wouldn't you want to do it in person? And the reason for them not doing it in person is because of the pandemic. And now you see people out there, like always, at their own gatherings of their choice, be it BLM, be it some other protest. Now it's to celebrate a Biden victory. And they are gathered in large numbers once again. I don't know if they're all wearing masks, hard to tell. And they were also even sharing a champagne bottle. So once again, much like the woman who was arrested for spitting in a police officer's face and calling him a fascist, aren't you afraid of catching COVID doing those things? You were more concerned about entering a polling station and catching it, when at least there would be more order. It wouldn't be a crowd like the ones that I'm seeing now, of the people rejoicing in the street. You would at least have some distance between you. For sure, everyone would have to wear a mask to enter. I mean, that's how it was when I voted in person. So it really doesn't make any sense. And one of the things that I've learned through this process, and I continue to learn every day, is that the people who are pro mail-in voting think it's the same as an absentee ballot, and it's not. The absentee ballot is something more thorough. It's standard. It's usually done the same way all the time for the same types of people. Let's say if you're in the military or you're elderly. Whereas I believe people were voting at these places even when they did show up in person without ID. So who's to say that they didn't already vote by mail as well? And again, anybody who looks at these numbers, how while Trump was in the lead in certain states, they stopped counting, and then the next day, thousands and thousands and thousands of votes poured in for Biden alone. Is not suspect to you? Once again, you're being disingenuous. And all I can tell you is that you don't care what it takes because you were voting against Trump to begin with. And if cheating is the way to get him out, you're fine with that. But say that. Admit that. Own that. Don't act like this election was fair. And on the flip side, if you say that had Trump cheated, let's say the mail-in voting would have worked in his favor, and those numbers too were suspect, and the people who wanted Trump in that badly didn't care, that too would be accurate. Because there will always be people like that. I'm not one of those people. If people really genuinely voted for Biden in these outrageous numbers that they're saying, that even exceed the popularity of Hillary, who was a more, I think, fierce challenger than him, And the fact that everybody, almost everyone, voted for Obama, including myself, at a time when they thought that he was the best thing since sliced bread. If you mean to tell me that more people voted for Biden than Obama, and you still don't question that, I gotta question you. And as far as people being out there and rejoicing and celebrating, the other thing that came to mind was someone else had posted about this, and I will put the link to the video because I thought it was great words that he said, because it's sort of what I was thinking. Although he said it much better than I ever could, and that was that people seem to act as though whoever the president is a direct correlation to their successes in life. That all of a sudden, because Biden is in there, whatever problems they have, or personal problems or issues or whatever's going wrong, will suddenly, miraculously be improved. And it seems silly to me for the simple fact that when Trump was in office, I said in another episode as well that many people thrived under his leadership, even though they didn't consider him their president, but nothing went wrong in their lives. And in the same way, he couldn't be given the credit for what went good. It was their own decision making, right? Same thing with Biden, you know. People who didn't want him in office don't approve of his policies. But it's not going to change who they are. And it seems that the people who voted for him, who are really it's really a vote against Trump, are looking for something in him that they're not supposed to be looking for. Because like I said, Trump is not my daddy. Trump is not my spiritual guide. They're treating it as if, you know, he's really going to restore the soul of the nation, which is their slogan, right? But before I get into their personal lives being some kind of direct link to whoever's in office, what the person said in the video that, again, I will be sharing in the description box is that all of a sudden America seems to be a wonderful place to live. Remember how they were blaming America for everything? All the horrors of society were all based in America. They're waving flags and everything is cool just because now there's a president in there that you want. America didn't stop being America. And yet somehow I remember vividly how it sucked to be an American. On the heels of the pandemic, we had the BLM protest, and rolling around there was July 4th. And suddenly Mount Rushmore was stolen land, even though previous presidents went there with great pride. And nobody wanted to celebrate. They would say it wasn't their holiday. All of a sudden, people were talking about Juneteenth, when Obama could have been the one to make it an official holiday. They had nothing to, I guess, celebrate. Life was horrible as we knew it. And this went beyond Trump, right? Because it was their hatred of him, plus this was the worst place to be. Which again, we all know is not the truth, because otherwise we wouldn't have this issue with the borders and the controversy on whether or not we should let people just walk right on in. Because if this place is horrible, why would they want to do that? But all of a sudden, you know, they're waving flags, and someone had posted on a page that I follow that has nothing to do with politics, his kids were decorating a Christmas tree, and I didn't understand what that had to do with anything. And then he has a picture of something to do with the Biden campaign, and then I realized, oh, because Biden is the new president, now you're happy about Christmas? I thought Christmas was about Jesus Christ. And even if it's a commercial holiday where you never thought about Jesus, you do think about Joe. You needed Biden to be president for you to want to decorate the tree. Was Christmas going to be canceled if Trump had won? I don't understand. And other people were saying yes. In the comments, they were saying things like, once they called it, we hauled out the tree. And I'm thinking, what the? What does one thing have to do with the other? Before the election, I remember thinking, oh, I hope Halloween isn't ruined because of COVID and all the things that, you know, make the kids happy. And one of them is Christmas, the magic of Christmas. It's such a great holiday. And I wondered, will they cancel Santa because he's a symbol of the white patriarchy? because they were just ruining everything. I mean, they were truly the party of gloom and doom. And if you remember the DNC, how horrible that was, with the guy dancing, with his puffy sleeves full of sweat, and everybody had this low energy, and saying that you had to vote like your life depended on it because everything was so bad. And then you compare that to the RNC, which was just so full of life and such great stories. And all those professional people, unfortunately, were called coons because they were black and Republican and supported the president. Which brings me to another point. You know, when this woman spoke at the RNC, who happens to be a Republican and of Indian descent, I remember when she spoke at the RNC, she was being criticized for saying that she was a brown girl in a black and white world. I think that was what she said. And it was accurate. I mean, she was Indian, so she's not white, she's not black, and that it was weird, you know, where she was growing up to be different than everybody else. But she was criticized for that as if she was trying to relate to people of color. But Kamala Harris, who is also Indian, but I guess because she's a Democrat, she receives no such criticism. She, on the other hand, can be black, African-American, a woman of color, brown girl, you name it, she can be all that. And she can pander, and nobody thinks twice, which is why she keeps bringing up Tupac, why you see her at a sneaker shop, and all the other stuff that she does to try to connect with whoever she's talking to at the time, which makes her come off fake and phony. And I had said in a forum that I was in that I think that the problem they have with Trump is that he doesn't pander. And I think that the people have been trained by this treatment from politicians for so many years that if you don't do it, they don't know how to react and that they might even like it, right? I mean, because why else would you be okay with someone being so fake and pretending to be down as if that's the only way to connect with someone who's not white? And no matter who you voted for, no matter what you think about Trump, no matter what you think about Trump supporters for that matter, we'll get into that in a minute. Do you see the hypocrisy in this? Why can't people just own up to these things and acknowledge it? That what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. Kamala can be black, but another woman who's a Republican or a conservative who's also just as Indian as she is cannot call herself a brown girl. You have to wear masks. You can't gather. Rallies are super spreaders. Events at the Rose Garden are super spreaders. But not getting together and drinking champagne from the same bottle. They champion women, that women should be in charge. In fact, I saw some posts that said that they were congratulating Kamala because women should run the world or the country or whatever, or be in positions of power or break the glass ceilings or what have you. The whole feminist spiel. But they didn't say that about Amy Coney Barrett when this woman was appointed to the Supreme Court justice role. And she has 7 kids, if I recall. And, or was it 5? I don't remember. But, no, she's the 5th woman to be appointed, but she has 7 kids. And she's fairly young as well. She has an impeccable record. And they were treating her like garbage. If you don't recognize the hypocrisy in that and you can't own up to that and admit it, and yet you criticize Trump supporters as if there's something wrong with them and they need to come and grovel at your feet because they were Trump supporters, I beg to differ. And that brings me to my next point. AOC had posted that she wanted to know if they were archiving all the things that people who supported Trump were saying. I think she called them sycophants. And almost as if, you know, to get revenge or to have proof that you once supported this person. And I think there's some kind of project out there to target people who supported Trump if they were paid to work on his campaign, or I don't know, be employees. I don't understand. I'm not sure what the purpose and the goal of this initiative is, because wouldn't everybody that worked in his cabinet be part of that? They received a paycheck to work for him. Which blows my mind, because people who voted for him or who wanted something different has nothing to do with being compensated for it. And it seems pretty ridiculous. And when you think about the fact that they want to know who supported him, or they want to keep track, or they want to make lists, as if there's some sort of consequences or retaliation for exercising your right to vote for whomever you wish. It's pretty indicative of the nuttiness of the left, and anybody who supports the Democrats have to know that these radical people are behind Biden. And if you're okay with that type of thing, how can you spit in a police officer's face and call him the fascist? Too many contradictions, and they continue, and they will, because gatherings are only sanctioned if they approve them. America suddenly a good place because of who the president is. They look to the government and these politicians to fill all the voids in their life, apparently. And they criticize people who supported Trump as if they were the worst things to walk the face of the earth, when the reality is that even the people who may not have been fans of Trump any more than a Democrat still voted for him then and now, or in one of the two elections, because they were sold on what he proved to do and his policies. And if you don't like Trump as far as you can throw him and you're not familiar with his policies, I'll give you that, because if you don't like someone or something, then you're not going to be interested or compelled to do the research, because it doesn't benefit you to find it out, because you might not want to know the truth. But you don't know Biden's either. That's the kicker. There is nothing they can really say about voting for Biden except that they think he's kind, that they think he has a heart, the empathy thing. Which just because he behaves a certain way doesn't mean that that's what it is. And that he's going to be tough on COVID, restrictions. So essentially they voted for someone who's going to let them keep their mask. More or less. I gotta run now, but I will be following up with my predictions about how life will be under a Biden presidency and all those pesky little problems that will likely go away as a result, right? In the meantime, we must draw the positives out of every situation, and that is, for me, the fact that had I not been outspoken about my beliefs, I would have never connected with other conservatives, and I hope that's the case for you too, because I keep hearing it time and time again that people are losing friends, and it's affecting their personal relationships with, maybe family or what have you. Remember, you don't want to be loved for lies. You want to be respected and liked for who you really are. No one has to agree with your opinions. You don't have to agree with theirs. But the one thing you shouldn't do is live your life in fear, in shame, or like you are some sort of leper. Now, I do understand that in the workplace, there are repercussions to being transparent, because the people in power might retaliate, which is unlawful. I think it's illegal, but nevertheless, you don't want to lose your job and you don't want it to impact your livelihood. So I totally understand and get that. Open up some kind of dummy account so you can just vent and release your feelings. If you don't find other people who are like-minded, you're going to suffer in silence, and you should not. It's lonely being a conservative out here. And once again, the positive is being able to connect with others who are going through the same thing you're going through. And no matter who is president, there are lots of local officials running for seats, and we have to support them, and we have to find out who they are. And if you're new in this political journey, as I am, I can thank Trump for waking my eyes up to the corruption in Washington and everything else that's going on, which is precisely why they don't want him there, which is why they fought so vigorously to get him out from the minute he set foot in there. And get familiar with those local politicians and support them, because even if they didn't win this time around, they might win the next time around, because I do think that even when your person gets into the Oval Office, they're only there temporarily. But those seats in the Senate and the House reps and your local politicians, those are constantly flipping. Those are constantly being up for election. You can put your efforts into that, because no matter who is in that Oval Office, once again, people are learning more and more about the Republican Party. And the simple fact that just because you are a person of color, that you have to vote Democrat every single time for the rest of your life because that is the only option you have. Maybe this will make them more interested in looking at a person's policy and what they have to bring to the table, regardless of their party affiliation. And perhaps with Trump being out of the picture, they would be more inclined to do so. Whereas now, anything to do with being a Republican or a conservative will remind them of Trump. And maybe this newfound, you know, pride that they have in America will mean that they too will not be too fond of people burning their flags, because now the flag is Biden's flag. Is that it? And that being a patriot and caring about this country and wanting to help everybody here first is not anything to do with being white, and that nationalism has nothing to do with white nationalism. It's people of all backgrounds who are just simply proud to be an American. But we'll see. In the meantime, you know what to do. Like, share, and subscribe. It's up to you. Ciao for now.